Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the 17th episode of Leave It to Hannah Tuesday. This podcast is going to be on my experience opening up a Roth IRA account at 20 years old. So throughout this episode, I'm just going to be talking about my experience opening up the Roth IRA, and I'm going to be talking about all the research that I did to decide what retirement was best for me. I'm also going to be talking about the advisor that I used to open up the account and how I went about opening up the account. Starting from the beginning of opening up a retirement account, one of my goals in 2020 was to open up a retirement fund. My idea before I did all my research was pretty much that I would be depositing money into an account monthly while it earned interest. That's kind of just what I thought it was going to be. I started doing research in around April, and yes, it was a pretty interesting time to open up a investment account when the stock market was crashing and people were losing their jobs, and it was sort of a mini depression. But I decided to start researching in April, and everything was very low at the time, and there was a lot of uncertainty about when people were going to get back to work. Also, just with unemployment issues, I wasn't working at the restaurant that I work at now because of COVID. I also wasn't doing much real estate because we weren't really allowed to show homes at the time. So everything was in very much uncertainty, but I was able to do research during this time of what the best investment for retirement was for me. So the first step that I did was actually just sit down on my computer and research retirement funds. And there was a couple of different options that come up. There's a traditional IRA, there is a Roth IRA, and then there was a 401k. The Roth IRA account was the one that I considered to be the best option for me. So that was the one that I ended up going with. So my next step was to start researching different agencies to open up an account with. And as most of you know, I do work for a local real estate agency. So we firmly believe in like supporting local businesses and everything like that, and local people, making sure that the money stays local and people in the community are taken care of. So what I did was I researched, obviously, the best agency or the best investment company to open up a retirement fund with, and a lot of different options had come up on the internet. For example, there was Fidelity, there was Edward Jones, and then there's also places like Scottrade and Wealthfront. And you can kind of just do your own research and figure out all of the different investment places in your that are available to you. And I truly did want to stay local and support a local investment agency. But throughout the process, I kind of I wanted to work fast, basically, and get the answers that I needed immediately. And so what I did was I reached out to various people. And I looked on different people's websites, kind of things that I could relate to, or I wanted to speak to an actual person and not just like a whole community of, you know, a bank. I wanted to have one advisor and to be able to trust them and know that they would be able to respond to me. So I contacted a few people and I kind of let a week go by and waited until the fastest response, the fastest phone call, when, how available they were able to talk to me. And I went based off that because when you're dealing with your own money, you want to make sure that the person that you're talking to is extremely responsive. And I know from experience of being a real estate agent, how important it is to clients to know that the person is going to be reliable, available, trustworthy, and knowledgeable and have a lot of experience. So I knew it was super important when I was deciding who I was going to open up the account with. After going back and forth through emails, I decided to make a call with a lady from Edward Jones. And she seemed to be extremely knowledgeable, helpful, and truly was working in my best interest, trying to find out what my goal was for with opening up an account, trying to figure out how much money I had to save, and truly just valuing my time. And so I decided to open it up, my Roth IRA with Edward Jones. The initial phone call left me kind of worried about the current situation of stock markets and just interest rates in general. So once we got off the phone, we decided to just open up an account where I put $25 a month taken from my savings account into just an individual account. And basically, I thought that this would be a good start for me because of the information that she gave me. Basically, she told me, obviously, the current situation of the interest rates were extremely low. There was a lot of uncertainty, and she was not forcing me into some type of investment where I would all of a sudden feel strapped on money, which I really appreciate. And so we started just putting $25 a month into an account, and we started that in May. And before I agreed to open up this account, I asked her about the local situation of who I was working with, where commission was going to be sent to, just to make sure that I wasn't being hypocritical on my idea of making sure that money stays local in the community. So basically, she represents herself, and the money does not go to any sort of corporate outside of the area location. Every client that she makes, she builds relationships off of, and they're her clients. There's no corporate situation where the money would not end up staying local as having her as my financial advisor. So I felt much more secure in that situation, knowing that it was not sort of a corporate scheme of things. And I felt very happy to be supporting somebody locally. So once I started depositing the $25 a month, I recently looked at the account, and I had the account since May, and it is now going into the month of November. So I looked at the account, and it had built up to about $175. And I was kind of just like looking through the deposits and realizing, okay, so this isn't going to be making me any sort of real amount of money anytime soon. And I was looking into maybe I should start depositing more into the account, but then I was also realizing that it's like there's no interest being added to this account. Basically, it's just being taken out monthly from my savings into another account with absolutely no interest. So I thought about it for a week and then decided to send her a message, and she responded to me immediately and told me that we could meet and talk over the phone, obviously. So we then had a phone call yesterday, and I told her a little bit more about my needs and everything and my goals. She told me that there's opportunity where, she asked me what I am trying to save money for. Is it retirement? Is it buying a house? Is it going to college? Like, what is the goal of making this investment? And I told her, kind of my financial situation, and that I would be truly making this a retirement account, hopefully. And so she said that opening up the Roth IRA would be a good opportunity for me. And so now I'm gonna get into what a Roth IRA is and the benefits of having one. So basically, I started off with putting in $5,000 into the Roth IRA, and that's why I was mainly concerned back in April, because I wasn't completely sure about the future lineup of how everything was going and when we would be going back to work. But since I was able to start small and then start reevaluating what the current situation is in the world financially and in my world personally. So I decided to make the investment. And so now I'm going to get into talking about what it actually is. So a Roth IRA is an individual retirement account that has no tax deduction for a contribution today. And you can withdraw the assets when you retire without paying taxes, and there's no age limit on this account. So basically what that means is if I deposit $5,000 into the account, I could take out my full assets, so none of the earnings. The earnings would be what I would make off of stock trades and investing in other places. So Edward Jones will do all the investing for me, and it's kind of nice because you don't have to worry about, you know, who you should invest in. They kind of take that all off of your plate for you and do it for you, which is really nice. And you also get to choose what type of investments you want to be in. If you want to be in low risk, moderate risk, or high risk. Some would say that if you're looking more for long term, being put into a high risk situation could work in your favor. Obviously, the higher the risk, the more reward. Also, with investing in high risk companies, you have obviously more opportunity to make more money, and the longer your money sits in there, the more you'll be able to make off of it, just because trends normally seem to go upward and the investment place is obviously working in your best interest. A low risk would be good if you wanted to take out the money sooner. So that's kind of, she kind of explained that all to me, and I decided, okay, well, I think I would prefer to be in moderate risk. I'm still kind of in between and what I should be doing with that amount of money, but I know that I definitely want it to be in there for a while and kind of see where it takes me. So we decided on moderate risk, and I could always change it to a higher risk or a lower risk if things end up changing. So the money that you contribute to a Roth IRA has already been taxed, and this account offers a lot of flexibility before you retire. So like I said, you can use it for a house fund or a college fund. Also, you can choose between your investments, like I mentioned. And if you've ever been in a finance class, you'd know that there's a few different options you can choose from. There's stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and ETFs. And you can choose the risk between the investment. You can also withdraw your initial investment without being taxed and penalized generally. However, if your account is at least not five, if your account is younger than 5 years old, or you're not 59 and a half, the earnings could be taxed, or you could receive a 10% penalty with exceptions that apply. So basically they want you to have your money in there for a certain amount of time, unless you're 59 and a half. So the 59 and a half is kind of like the age people obviously start retiring. So that's when the money is open to you without being taxed or possibly penalized with a 10% deduction. So a Roth IRA is a strategy that allows you to pay income tax on some or all of your retirement investments today. And that way, when you withdraw the money, you're not taxed then. So something to think about when you're choosing the retirement fund is to consider whether the tax rate will be higher or lower when you expect to withdraw the money. So that's just kind of one of the things that they want you to look at when you're deciding which account is going to be best for you, just because of when your money is going to be taxed. So I decided to go with the Roth IRA. There's the traditional IRA, and that one is taxed when you take the money out. So when I said that you should kind of look at forecasting what the tax rate should be when you're planning on taking it out. Say you're taking it out, you want to take it out 5 years and then go to college with it, or you want to take it out and buy a house later. They just want you to kind of analyze the situation of and they'll give you guidance on what they forecast it'll be like. So it's super helpful to be working with people that are extremely knowledgeable and have experience in this. And you can gauge that when you talk on the phone with the financial advisor. So that is about all the information I have so far. I wanted to give a huge thanks to Leslie Ranger at Edward Jones in Plattsburgh, New York, for helping me out with everything. It's been a great experience working with her, and I hope that if any of you are in the area and you have been considering this, to get into contact with an advisor that works best for you, somebody that can value what you want in your retirement fund. But I would suggest kind of looking into it sooner rather than later. But I think that's all for today. If you like to keep up with me on any other sort of social media platforms, you can follow me at realestate_Hannah on Instagram. And I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.